GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. His Yeti is a cool blue, but the beverage inside is piping hot as we welcome Jay Fidels of AARP Maine back into spacious Studio 7A. How are you, man?
I'm good. Nice little dusting outside.
Just a dusting.
Yeah, it's
dusting.
Nothing.
In Aroostook County, we call this August.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm hearing schools are canceled. Come on.
Crazy.
What happened? I thought we were Mainers.
Right? Uphill both ways in a snowstorm.
What happened?
Right? You were a transplant, George, and you even subscribe to that. You know, a couple of flakes don't get you, stop you from going to school and going to work.
In North Carolina, they'd be canceling school for four weeks by then.
But that's over there. This is here.
I don't know what's going on here.
You
know,
normally, we talk about politics with you. There's a lot of politics.
Yeah.
But can we go to a medical route? We're hearing some concerning stuff from the CDC, not coronavirus, but the influenza, and just seeing that, 17 people so far. We've got more than 5,000 positives, 10, an extra 1,000 in the past week. A lot of people getting the flu. And does AARP Maine ever reach out well ahead of the season and talk to its members and say, you know, maybe you ought to make sure you're taking care of yourself?
Yeah, no, we do. That's definitely, I mean, healthcare obviously is part of what we do in terms of informing and educating people, reminding people. We also work with caregivers who are often the ones who are making sure that these folks get what they need when it comes to flu shots and other things like that. So, yeah, I was seeing some of the same numbers you were seeing, which sort of raised an eyebrow. Mm-hmm. And I think flu season continues to be a strange thing. It's like where some people seem really concerned about it and others don't even recognize it. So you end up with these numbers that sort of become disconcerting. So we're trying to educate folks and make sure people are doing what they need to stay safe, happy, and healthy. And that's through all of our education programs and on all of our social media, which I know has its own problem. But it's one way of informing people about what's happening.
We know that we're talking about the school cancellations, but some schools actually had to close. And there is a number, I'm told, that a certain percentage of students are out and they close the school.
Huh.
And a number of schools I talked to in the last couple of weeks, I guess, were very close to that number.
Wow.
Where just so many kids were out. So out sick.
Who do we know that, Washburn flirted with it. We know, I want to say Standish. I don't have the notes in front of me, but the two schools that both side by side were in southern Maine, I want to say Standish, and they had to have in janitorial crews over the weekend to try to get the place squeaky clean before the kids could come back on Monday.
Hmm. Wow.
Well, we do it every year. It doesn't go away. We do the best we can.
Yeah.
And if you carry your little Purell bottle around like I do, or spray like Rick sprays everything inside.
Lysol's your friend, buddy. I know they mock me in here for the amount of Lysol that I spray in this place, but ain't nobody got time to get sick.
I mean, I was in the State House and the other day. I don't often go there, but when I was outside of a committee hearing, and there was a legislator who came out. I'm not going to name names, but I watched them sneeze into their hands.
Stop now, grab
the committee doorknob, go right back in. And I was actually speaking with another lobbyist, and we both looked at each other and said, if the coronavirus comes, it's going to be quick because, man, come on, people, put your nose in your elbow.
Okay, you're not going to tell us who it is, but tell us just one thing, Democrat or Republican.
Oh, yeah, you'd love that, wouldn't you, Rick?
Come on, I want transparency. I want to know who's spreading the germ.
You know what? Last I checked, the flu is not partisan. So, you know,
this person's desire to spread it might be. Jay Fidels with
AARP. They had a QAnon shirt on. I'll just say that.
They had a what?
A QAnon. You know, the Q. Have you heard of those?
I'm afraid I don't know what that is.
Oh, my
is.
Gosh. I'll
Google it. A QAnon?
QAnon, yeah. The Q. It's a whole conspiracy theory. Population of people that see signs everywhere, and it's a little disconcerting.
Oh, yeah. QAnon.
Yeah. Wow. I thought you, man. Well, now you know.
Oh, we did. QAnon, that's the new term for it. We just call them tin hat wearers on our radio.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. What pieces of legislation are you watching in Augusta with such great interest of late?
Well, it's not just me. We had about 50 volunteers there on Tuesday, actually attending the work session for some bills. Well, last week we were there for LD 594, which is a retirement savings program for Maine. It would establish a retirement savings program for Maine. Essentially what this is it allows those employees, those workers in Maine who don't have a 401k or pension through their workplace, through their paycheck, would actually be able to do that and start saving automatically through their paycheck into a retirement account. This is obviously a focus of ours because there's what we feel is a coming retirement savings crisis. We've got already over 30% of Mainers who are over 65 living exclusively off of Social Security. So in order to sort of make sure that the future is a little bit brighter and a little bit more financially secure, this legislation could really help do that. It actually keeps, you know, folks a bit more financially secure as they get older, especially at those younger years when you might be working a bunch of different jobs before you get into your career per se. And, you know, we know that folks are 15 times more likely to save for retirement if they can do so through their employer. They're 20 times more likely to do so if they can make it automatic. My mom's ears are still in my ear saying, you know, set it and forget it.
Yep.
You know, so we think it's a no-brainer. We know there is some opposition to it, but we've had a ton of volunteers in the State House who've been tracking this, talking to legislators in the committee rooms. And it's always funny to walk into a committee room when I've got 40 volunteers in red shirts and the committee is just sort of saying, this is strange. We never have this many people, you know, coming in here.
Who would possibly be opposed to this?
Well, you know, I think anybody who feels like this would be stepping on the toes of their potential market. We've heard some rumblings in other states from insurers, from like life insurers. And, you know, it's sort of fun. It depends on who reads this and takes it the wrong way or sees it as a threat. We say, you know, the target market for this is a bunch of small businesses that can't offer 401ks and pensions because it's an administrative hassle. They don't want to bother with that. And neither is, you know, Vanguard or Fidelity or Morgan Stanley going door to door downtown Main Street looking for clients. This is a waste of their time too. But if we can pool these folks together, get them organized, suddenly they become valuable to, you know, have this money invested for them in a conservative fashion, not looking for, you know, high stakes here where they can win big or win or, you know, lose big, but invest it conservatively and securely so that, you know, when they're in their 50s and 60s, they've got something to lean on additionally. It's not going to save you. You're not going to make millions off of it. But we want to make sure that there are fewer people in the future of Maine who are living exclusively off of Social Security.
The bill establishes a commission, right?
Yep.
A Maine Retirement Savings Board.
Correct.
And then they develop a program which would be designed for people employed but without access.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we have these broad conversations about, you know, why don't people save more? And, you know, sometimes we have to admit that we're stupid. You know, people can be dumb. We do dumb things. And one of the things that
we've heard that.
Have we?
We've heard that people can be stupid. mean, what did that woman call in last week and say to us?
Men are stupid.
Remember?
Yeah. Oh, man. True. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to fight that one.
No.
No. So one of the ways we trick ourselves is to, you know, figure out ways to that will allow us to save more money. And so we're sort of fooling ourselves into saving more money because we know it's good for us, even though we don't want to do it. You know, and so if this person can put away a couple $1,000s in their 20s and $10,000 or $20,000 in their 30s, you know, that will grow to maybe $100,000, $80,000 in their 70s. And they can lean on that. And it's built on a Roth IRA. That's the model. So yeah, we're hoping that this sort of sails through, but you never know in the State House these days. And we're still waiting to see sort of who really opposes this idea. But we think it's a no-brainer.
You're going to get tackled by a bunch of people in red shirts if they do.
Yeah, exactly.
What else is going on?
Well, we just had a from one of our first local legislative roundtables down in Lewiston. And I'm giving you a warning because we're going to replicate that up here in Bangor. We had 10 legislators show up on a snowy evening last week, and it was great. We had close to 50 people in the room, and it was just an open conversation about what's happening in the current legislative session. And I got to say, I'm a big fan of taking things offline to have a conversation face-to-face. I was amazed. We covered everything from the CMP corridor issue to guns to homelessness and mental health issue. I mean, we covered some pretty hot topics, and the conversation was incredibly civil. In fact, I would even say it was warming. I mean, people walked out of that meeting feeling informed, feeling heard, and looking forward to this legislative session, which is not something you see a lot in politics these days. So we're looking to replicate that up here, but that was down in Lewiston, and who knows, we may take it statewide just to allow more Mainers to be part of the conversation and not behind their keyboards necessarily taking or throwing heat. So yeah, we're hoping to do more of that.
See, that's what we do on this radio program every day. All the topics you just said, what'd you say, CMP,
yeah,
guns, homelessness.
Yeah. We do them all.
That's everything right there.
Yeah.
And we stay civil.
We have solved somewhat many problems here.
Civil.
So,
we've caused more than we solved.
I was
going to
say, I think you've caused more than you solved. But
yeah,
you
know, I think so.
Who's counting?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the whiteboard in Rick's office there.
Whiteboards are the answer.
Yeah.
You put everything up. Put the same piece of paper in front of everyone, and then everyone can work up the same thing.
You tell my boss that, because when I came to AARP, I put up whiteboards everywhere, and she thought I was nuts. Yeah. I know.
What's her name? Is it Mark?
It's Dr. Lori.
Lori Parham?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got her phone number here somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
The guy with the cool blue Yeti with a piping hot beverage inside, Jay Fidels of AARP Maine. If someone should want to find out more about anything that you've uttered about today, where do they go online?
You can find us on Facebook, AARP Maine, on Twitter, AARPME, or online. The website is aarp.org/Maine.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.